Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Well, we've gotten responses from Judge Gull. We've also gotten responses from the Indiana Attorney General about the representation of Richard Allen and about Judge Gull continuing in the case as judge of the Richard Allen murder case, the allegations of him being the man who killed those two little girls in Delphi, Indiana, a few years back. It's been a crazy train ride. No need to really go and reiterate everything that's gone on with it thus far, but it now was in the hands of the Indiana Attorney General to decide where do we go from here, since the defense of Richard Allen was dismissed by Judge Gull, and they're questioning, honestly, just the fairness of Judge Gull presiding over the case. But the Attorney General has responded and expressed his opposition to a high-profile murder defendant's attempt to remove the special judge from her position in the case, saying the approach was inappropriate. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent. Thoughts on the response that we got from the Indiana Attorney General on one of their own?
I'm hopeful. You know, as we said, talking about this case numerous times already, you know, when chaos erupts, you're hoping that the systems and processes put into place are strong to right the ship if it's wronged and listing one way or the other. And I'm hopeful that when the Attorney General looked at this and made the ruling, that they made a good ruling based on good facts, good evidence, because it is what it is. I mean, they made the ruling and they're not going to go back on it. Now, I do understand not removing Judge Gull from this, because that would set a bad precedent that, hey, if a suspected killer doesn't like the judge, they can have the judge removed. That sets a really bad precedent.
Sure.
So I get that aspect of it, but there's been so much chaos evolved and, I mean, surrounding this case, that everything that happens is suspect. But since this did happen at the higher level with oversight, I'm hopeful that it's okay. So let's keep our fingers crossed. What I found really interesting, though, is I'd like to hear more about, and she's made the statements about why she wanted his defense removed because of mishandling. She didn't think they're representing him well or doing a good job. And if you're looking at the defense they're using, how kind of out of the world it is with the, you know,
Odinism,
the whole Odinism.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, I can kind of see that. So it's just a lot of weirdness.
There is a lot of weirdness there. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that they have a great track record. The two that have been kicked off of the case, they really did have a good track record of representing their clients, not being, you know, really out there attorneys. But again, I mean, it plays more into, are they getting too close to something that they were kicked out? An interesting point that I heard made the other day from defense attorney Bob Mata when he was on the show was he thinks that because Rossi and Baldwin were ready to go, and they said, look, we're ready to go here in like 70 days to keep up with the speedy trial requirement, the state didn't really seem to be quite ready at all to be able to do just that. But that's a firm date. That is a hard date, and that is every right to Richard Allen for his right to a speedy trial. He did not waive that. But if the state wasn't ready to go, and they not really prepared to respond to all these allegations of what they were going to be bringing up, somehow you got to pause this. Somehow you got to punt this down in a way that technically doesn't violate the rights of Richard Allen. technically the way this has all gone down doesn't violate the rights of Richard Allen. But in a way, it kind of does. It removes his defense and it gets it now pushed way down because the state was likely not prepared to move forward at this in a timely manner. And again, that goes back on the state and the state that already has a lot of interesting, to say the least, accusations against it for the whole handling of the case in general.
That seems plausible.
Yeah.
Because so out of all the things that we've talked about surrounding this case, Tony, that is actually a plausible reason behind things that we've, you know, because there's no conspiracy theories there. That is just the bureaucracy of government at work.
Yeah.
That out of everything I've heard throughout this case, that's probably the most plausible thing I've heard yet about why something happened the way it happened. So who knows? Conjecture. We're not behind the scenes, but that makes more sense than anything else.
It'll be very interesting to see exactly where this goes. It should be noted that at the end of the day, the Attorney General did say they want everybody to work together to ensure the pursuit of justice stays on track. I think everybody wants that. They say it deserves justice, or that especially the families of the two girls deserve justice and closure for the heinous, heartbreaking murders in that release. Abby and Libby deserve justice. It's a matter, or if this matter ever comes, I thought this was interesting. If this matter ever comes to the appellate court system, we will take immediate action and will do in all, as we do in all other cases, to see that the rule of law is upheld. It was also said earlier in the document as well that, look, this should not have been a writ mandamus that was filed. This should have been an appeal that was filed, almost saying like, go back, do the appeal, but file the appeal. We'll see if that even holds water, though, because they're not the official attorneys of record anymore. And that was part of Gull's argument saying this is null and void because they're not part of the representation of Richard Allen.
Yeah, and it's in at the highest level in the state. It's in their best interest to make sure that things get righted here and that people maintain the confidence in the system that's in place for justice. Because if not, they're voted out.
Yeah,
I mean, some of these people are elected positions, attorney generals. Those are elected positions, I believe. Correct? Yes.
I believe so. In almost anywhere. I
mean, every state's a little bit different. And if not, they're appointed by someone who is elected.
Yeah.
And so all these things have consequences on those. And so it really is in the best interest when you start getting at those higher levels of doing the right thing. Because if a population doesn't feel safe with the organizations and systems in place and have trust in those organizations and systems, they're going to vote someone else in that will make them feel safe again.
Yeah.
So in order to keep the ship from turning upside down, it's in their best interest to make sure that they steady it. It's rock solid. It's proper. It's going according to procedures. We're not breaking laws. They're doing the best they can probably to tamp down all these conspiracy things that are starting to swirl around. And I'll tell you, We've talked about this numerous times. The defense attorneys that have been involved in the cases that we're talking about, they have been solid on everything. And I've been talking about the Murdoch trial too. Those two defense attorneys, is like they gained a lot of solid reputation above what they had. Because just, you know, regardless of what happens to Murdoch, he'll die in jail, regardless of whether things get overturned and he gets a new trial or not. But the fact that they were able to do all they did goes to their credibility. And same thing with the attorneys dealing with the Delphi case. I mean, their credibility goes up a lot for the amount that they're fighting for their client.
Well, I mean, at this point, I mean, I'm not going to say it's a get out of jail free card for Richard Allen, but it certainly almost is a get a second trial for free card that he is holding, regardless of how all of this round settles. If he's convicted, almost guaranteed a second trial, without a doubt, by the amount of things that have gone wrong in this treatment.
I hope his new defense is strong. I hope they do him a solid, because again, we don't know if he's guilty, innocent, whatnot, but you want them to have a solid, good, fair trial. Because again, let's go back to the victims' families. We want to make sure that they feel justice has been served for them and what they're dealing with for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. You know, when I sit there going, let's convict somebody, even if they're not the right person. No, you want to find the person who truly killed your kids.
Right.
And that's the goal at the end of the day. Hopefully, they are able to get there.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else? Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.